Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Join Teach, where your host is none other than Overseer Pastor Sadie Elliott. So glad you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic that we're going to talk about today. So if anybody on the line that come on would like to add a little inspiration more to this topic we're going to talk about, please hit 1 on your keypad. And if you have anyone that you would like to bring on the show, this is the guest call-in number, area code 646-716-4389. That number again to call in is area code 646-716-4389. And before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do on this broadcast. We thank you for everyone that has tuned in thus far on the program, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that said through the Holy Ghost, not Satan, but that the Word of God will give me, dear Heavenly Father, that will strengthen somebody, dear Heavenly Father, along this life Christian journey. We come to give you the praise today. We come to give you all the honor, because all honor and praises belongs to you. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, today we're going to be talking about decluttering your spiritual life. And, you know, I want you to just take a moment and reflect on your faith. Go through your life and see what's getting in the way of your relationship with God. Ask him for guidance as you dig deep into the clutter and clear away any grime separating you from him. Purge me with hyssop, the word of God say, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit from me. So that's the title of our broadcast today, Decluttering Your Spiritual Life. And my tag words you'll be hearing me speak throughout the broadcast is declutter, faith, and relationship. And first of all, let's start with declutter. What is declutter? You know, declutter means to move, mess, or clutter from a place, to organize and prioritize. So I'll start with, before we get on the spiritual side, let's start on the regular clutter. How many of us have so much things in the house, in our ministry, that they're just cluttering? We need to go through. It's some of us that's on this line. We forever cleaning. We forever throwing away, giving away. Because we start finding a piece of paper here, a book here, all out of place. Stuff in our kitchen here. Counter so full of stuff that you can't get to the counter. Stuff all on top of the stove. I'm just using some examples today to bring your mind in talking about clutter and declutter. We have to clean up our schedule. You know, with God, we have so many schedules, spiritual life on clutter, that we're God having us to get up and pray. But what we doing? We're getting up doing everything but pray. When he wake us up, some people going to the refrigerator, some is on their cell phone, some putting their computer on, and God just merely want to get a word in your spirit to you. But we got so much on our agenda for a schedule. You know, we started years ago with a thing called a to-do list. It's all uncluttering that to-do list. We can unclutter our desk, our refrigerator, our clothes closet. But when do we stop and declutter for our spiritual life? We let everything get all in our mind. I got to go do this. I got to go do that. I got to be at Bible study this time. I got to be at the service this time. I got to be at the this or this or this or this. And before you know it, your spiritual life has been decluttered. You got to learn how to prioritize what God is saying to you. I had to learn that myself because I thought I was Superwoman. I thought it. My brother used to tell me that. You're not Superwoman. You're not Wonder Woman, where you're trying to be in 10 places at one time. It's highly impossible. And you wondering why you broke down, why you're tired. So I had to realize I had to prioritize, declutter the house list, and declutter my spiritual life. I had to realize what was more important, to sit here, take time when he wake me up at 2 and 3 in the morning. That's starting my day with God. That's my, I don't have that clutter and declutter in my life. I can spend time before the Lord. Don't answer no telephone. Don't respond to no knock on the door unless it's a fire. I'm learning. I had to learn how to declutter my spiritual life. So I thought that was a fitting topic for today, because we have so many things going on in our life in a course of a day that you don't even have time to pray to the Lord. You don't have time to set aside. Some people use the bathroom. Some people go to inside their closet. Everybody got a special place where they connect with God. And that's the time we should declutter any spiritual thing. Things we have, God, I got too much on my plate. Show me how to unclutter my plate. I'm using that as an example. You know, we can declutter our workspace at home, at work. We take time to clean. But what time do we take for that spiritual part? We know how to rethink. I should put this here. I should put that there in the natural. But I'm bringing it over today into the spiritual realm, which we need. We have to put some things aside and put God first, because he should be the first thing in our life. We put everybody and everything before God. And then when things don't work out, we wonder, we done put God on the back burner. When you sit down and look at it and think about, wait a minute. Sometimes I hear people say, did I pray this morning? Did I thank God for waking me up? That means you got too much clutter on your mind. Too many things is running through your mind. When he woke you up this morning, your hand should have went up and said, God, I thank you that I'm on top of the ground and the ground is not on top of me. God, I thank you that I'm able to get up out the bed. I'm not in the wheelchair. I'm not on crutches. I'm not laying in a hospital. I'm not on hospice. You know, we have so much to thank God for. And then when the phone do start ringing, when somebody start calling you about this problem, that problem, what can you do? You have decluttered yourself from all that stuff of the world. And you say, let me tap you into this scripture, what God gave me this morning, that I think for your situation, I think this would be the best thing for you to take time and read. And I'm going to bring something to you. Remember, you know, as we go through the Bible, people say, well, why do we need Jesus? Well, why do I need to ask Jesus then? Some people say you don't need to ask Jesus anything or something, but sometimes you do. And as I was reading the scripture over in Mark, the 10th chapter, the 17th through the 27th verse, here was talking about the rich young ruler, the rich man. Jesus told him to follow him, to sell everything. What did he do? He wanted to follow Jesus, but like they say, he wanted his cake and eat it too. Sometimes you got to give up some things. You thinking, I don't want to give up this. I want to stop them. Uh-uh. Sometimes for the blessings that God have for you, you got to give up something. I've learned that the hard way, you all. I've had to turn my back on family, friends, and stuff, and God done called just about all of them. About 2 weeks ago, he called a matriarch on home to glory. And I give 29 years to see my family. I'm at the point in my life I can't help but find out spiritually, which way do God want me to go now? I done did stuff for everybody else. I've had God in my life, but not all the way like it should be. I'm telling on Saturday today. I had to get reconnected to God because so many other things was coming before God. Well, God, I want to go to Bible study. But so-and-so called, I better go take care of it. When God has somebody else to go take care of that issue. And I thought, just like my brother told me, I guess I thought I was the savior of the world. I was supposed to try to save everybody that I could. And I'm trying to do that, but in a different perspective. I had to learn how to prioritize the things I'm supposed to be doing. And it's a process, I know, because when you've been doing things 10, 15, 20, and 30 years repeatedly, to stop cold turkey, I know how it feels. And when you got to stop doing what he told you to do, you just stop. He going to lead you the rest of the way. I'm a living witness. He tell you don't go to a certain place, don't go. He got his reason for telling you that. Don't question it. Just do what he said. Follow his instruction. And as I was saying about the rich man, how many times that we have things that we need to give to someone else? You see how the enemy come in? He want me to play the song. I don't even know how that just popped up on its own. But give God the glory. See, when you start talking about the Lord and doing stuff for the Lord, and when you think about the joy, it's just not a word of us associated, but it's keeping a home free from clutter. That's your spiritual home as well as your natural home. And we all like to make sure everything is 10-10. As a friend of mine always tell me, we're going to make sure that stuff 10-10. And that's what God wants us to do with our spiritual life. Because I can't minister to nobody if I hadn't went through anything. I can't minister or bring a teaching or a message to anybody if it first don't hit me. So, see, this topic hit me a long time ago where I had to get it right with God, you know. And so that's why I thought I'd bring this on today. Declutter your spiritual life. We have to put some things away, and it's for the better. We think sometimes it's for the worse, but it's for the better. When we open our eyes and see what God has been showing us all along, you will say to yourself, why did it take me so long to grasp that? It was so simple. You know, and sometimes we get overwhelmed by clutter. You'll come in and open your, I'm just going to use, for example, clothes closet. Shoes falling everywhere, clothes and fell off the rack. Open your cabinets in your kitchen. Stuff all discombobulated, nothing is in place. That's clutter. I had to learn with the ministry I had, I started going through everything in the house, decluttering it, taking stuff to the ministry to give to somebody else. So I can only wear one pair of shoes at a time. I love shoes. I'm going to be truthful. I'm a shoe fetish and a clothes fetish. I'll make them or buy them if I can afford them. I'll make them. I'm just showing you how we can clutter up our physical house as well as our spiritual house. And God is just trying to get a message to us. But are we listening to the message that God is giving us, or we got so much clutter in our natural life that we can't see what he's trying to do in our spiritual life? And I thought that was so important today on decluttering with intent. Can be a spiritual practice, and as so much can bring great joy, and we are no longer controlled by the clutter in our life, we can grow and change in ways that bring us closer to God. I've learned that, you all. That's why I have been elevated to another level, because once I got that concept in my head and not let everything worry me, not let everything get up under my skin, and why I can't do this and why I can't do that, God let me know. Where is your faith? Where is your relationship with me? You got a relationship with everybody else but me. You say you got it with me, but when the rubber meet the road, you really find out where your faith lies and where your relationship lies. And he want us to have that true relationship with him. You know, as decluttering practice, we have to have a goal. It helps us focus on what really is important in our household. It shines a light on what's getting in the way of living life and what we have in excess that we can share with others. And I thank God for being a giver and a sharer, because I realize it's so much I can do with something. And if I haven't wore anything in a year, whether small, big, or whatever, why is I'm still holding on something 2 and 3 years and I ain't had it on? And there's somebody right down the street or right next door. That's in the nature, taking care, uncluttering some of that stuff we got. And, you know, sometimes I don't want to part with this. This belongs. But I've thought about it. With me, just laid my interest 2 weeks ago, and I think about you come in the world with nothing, you're going to leave with nothing. And here, I didn't have to worry about getting rid of a whole lot of things of her possession, earthly possession. Because I thought about the longest I've been seeing for, I told her the things she had left donated to anybody here in the nursing home. If somebody don't have family to bring them some nice clothing, shoes or whatever, socks and everything that they use, some things brand new, I'd rather donate them. Why I'm going to take them back home and just look at them, think about my aunt? No, that ain't what God want me to do. So I had to declutter my mind quick and in a hurry. And that came about when I said, my next program I'm going to do, declutter your spiritual life. We think about the natural so much that we don't think about. We got a spiritual side too, a spiritual life, and we need to declutter. Take some stuff out, should be taken out. Add what God wants us to add. You know, the way of living life and what we have in excess that we can share with others. This too is a discipline that calls us to a fuller and a fruitful life with God. And you know, even ministry. Some things in ministry we got to declutter ourselves from. You one person. You can't do everything somebody say, I want you to do this, 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 and this. You're like, you're the only person in there. No, 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 no. That's when you start falling short of your spiritual life because you done got so much stuff decluttered in your DNA naturally that you don't know how to separate the natural from the spirit. You know, excuse me, we have to discard things. We have to tidy up. We have to get rid of stuff. You know, when you think about it, we have to use practical things. Never declutter another adult's possession without their immediately putting what does not spark joy into a bag or a box and place them in the trash or in your car for delivery. Give yourself permission to delay decision that cause you true distress. Focus on one thing at a time. Allow yourself the necessity time to go through your stuff. You want to get rid of it, go through it. Make sure it's presentable to give to somebody, that you're not just giving away junk, something that need to go to the garbage can. Because even in the ministry I do, sometimes I do get some stuff people bring in, and thank Lily, I was the garbage can, but I'm not. And I have to discard it because it's not something I would want to give to somebody else. And during this season of spiritually decluttering or focusing on what is necessary for growth, learn to say yes to what you love, pick up some bags, and start to prune. You know, we have to do some pruning in our life sometimes. We may not want to do it, but that means pruning off friends, pruning off ministries, pruning off even sometimes where we live. We got to learn how to prune and do some of the things God wants us to do. And, you know, I thought about the man in the Bible. That's coming from Luke, the 12th chapter, the 15th and the 21st verse. The man who hoarded stuff in his barn. He kept building bigger barns and bigger barns because he didn't want to share or give nobody else nothing. Declutter. You got to detach yourself because if you don't detach yourself, I'm here to tell you, it's going to leave you or you going to leave it. Either way, it's going to be left. So why not, while you're in your right mind, declutter some stuff, some way of thinking. I had to declutter a lot of things that I was thinking, thinking it was right and it was wrong. Hearing this from somebody, thinking they're all right and they're all doing this in a bag of chips and find out It was at the same level, a lower level than me. And here I'm looking up to this and looking at, you better look up to Jesus. Let him disciple and declutter your thinking. Get closer to the Lord. Have that relationship. See, everybody don't have a true relationship with God. They're doing everything, running everywhere. And I had to learn that. Sung in a choir and stuff, traveling around the world for 30 years or more. And finally, one day, was something my dad said before he passed that juggled my mind and thought. All this, what is it bringing to Christ? It's good to sing. It's good to play. But where's salvation in here? Where's that relationship with God? Are you drawing somebody closer to God? Or are you just trying to be all that in a bag of chips? You know, I had to learn. I was the first partaker. I had to really see what God was saying. And every day, I'm decluttering stuff in the ministry to make it better, decluttering stuff at home, in my life, in my surrounding, getting rid of things that keep me from being stressful, checking out things, you know, that I know I can pass on to somebody else. And when I start finding that my clutter was stopping me from serving Jesus fully, I had to come to myself quick and in a hurry. It hit me like a ton of bricks. Oh, wait a minute. Everything else is in front of you, but where is Jesus in this picture? You're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing this till you finally burn out. And when you burn out, you're on the last foot, and that's when you want to come. You know, come to Jesus when you're in your good health, sound mind. Let him teach you. Let him guide you through every situation that we go through. And we all go through situations. We all have hard times. But we can't give up on Jesus. He never gave up on us. And when I thought about that, how much distractions we have. A phone call can get us distracted. Someone can knock at our door with something. And we might have been on our knees praying or talking to the Lord. And can get us so distracted that we're trying to bring our mind back in to where it should be. You know, we got to feel stressed by all the stuff and still want to shop for more. I thought about that. You're going to wear all the clothes that you like. And I'm talking about me, y'all. I ain't talking about nobody on the line. I'm talking about me. Okay. Now, you know that suit is too little or it's too big. Take it up or give it to somebody. While you holding on to it. And I'm good for it, you all. Out of everything I gave away or whatever of my mother's, I had one suit that she was making when she passed. And that was a clutter to me in a sense because I would give everything away, but I wouldn't give this one suit away. I even let the suit out when I gained a little weight in my hips a little bit and still ain't wore the suit. So finally I said, let me take this suit down to Joy and Peace. Somebody going to be happy with this suit. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Brand new. But I was holding on to things God wanted me to let go. And when I started letting go of all the clutter, God started blessing me. He told me 1 year to give away everything out of my closet but by 5 or 6 people. And I did that. I didn't ask him where I was going to get some more clothes, no more nothing. Here's somebody I had never met in California at that time, sent boxes and boxes of clothes. And mind you, I was living in a project. Didn't have no job. Didn't know where our next meal was going to come from. But I followed the instruction of God. And when I did that, I mean, I had silk pajamas, thick flowers, all kind of stuff. God was sending me. And I was just thanking him for following his instruction. So anytime, coming up to my last statement, when God tell you to do something, follow God's lead. You won't have to be stressed out at the end of the day. You can be more organized in your spiritual life. And it would worry me if I couldn't get to the Bible study, if I couldn't get to the church, if I couldn't get here. Then I just had me and God just had a little talk. As that song said, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. He'll hear your faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. He'll keep the parallel wheel turning. And I'm a living witness. He will do it. So today, declutter your spiritual life. Let some things go that we've been hanging on to. God can bless you more when you clear out your mind, clear out that natural stuff, and start hooking to the spiritual stuff. You'd be surprised. You'd be saying, I don't even remember when I stopped doing that. I don't remember. I used to have something look like that. It'll be until something come up and you say, I am so glad I got rid of that. I got rid of all that unnecessary. And please, my last little word, please don't let people come and clutter up your mind. Because they got some people, that's all they do 7 days a week, is do things to keep you down, to clutter your mind, to clutter your house, to clutter your thinking. No, 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 no. We don't want to be right to the rich ruler. And we don't want to be like the man with the barn that kept building bigger and bigger barns. We want God to reign in our life. We want to declutter everything that is not God. So, you know, just like I said earlier, just take a minute and a moment and reflect on your faith. Where is your faith in all that? Go through your life and see what's getting in the way of your relationship with God. The whole program was about your relationship with God. We got to get our, we're living at the, in the last days, you all. And we got to know that we know. Not somebody else done told. We got to know for ourselves that God will call our name today. That we are saved. We going back to be with him when the trumpet blow. But we got to know. And ask him for guidance as you dig deep into the clutter and clear away any grime separating you from him. Heavenly Father, clean my heart today. Wash me clean by your spirit and your word. Make me fit for the work that you have before me. Don't let me look at no big eyes, no little you, this, that, and the other. But let me look to the hills from which cometh my help. Because my help come from you, dear Heavenly Father. And I give you praise today. I give you glory today for this broadcast and for getting closer to you, Lord Jesus. For having the faith and the belief that you put down on the inside of me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I could look at the nature of the clutter, but turn it around to the clutter, declutter of the spiritual life. You give us both sides that we could look at, one on the left, one on the right. So which one are we going to follow? Which one are we going to declutter? And today, I thank you for decluttering my life. And I'm hoping today somebody on this program I was able to help to declutter your mind. No matter what you're going through right now, God is still in charge. Give it to the Lord in prayer. Have the faith. You know, we always say, me included, he may not come when you want him, but he's right there on time. So remember those words. Declutter your spiritual life so you can get connected closer to God because he's standing there with open arms. Anytime you want something, your big daddy is right there. Your heavenly father is right there. He's going to tell you yes or no, maybe, or it's not time. But he's going to give you an answer. So just follow the answer that he gave you. And until next week, I want everyone to be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. You know my cliche, it's not in the Bible, it's a cliche. I say if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. So until next week with another exciting topic, I want each one of you all to be blessed. I love you all. Have a wonderful week and Labor Day. I come back on after Labor Day, I do believe. So we're going to have another exciting topic. So declutter your spiritual life from the natural so God can use what he want to do with you in the spiritual life. And until next week. Be blessed. Love each one of you. And thank you so much for supporting Blog Talk Joy and Peace every Wednesday. I give God the praise and I give you the thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.